tap, a tap, tap. Rosemary in the bag and tied around my handy for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, for salad. Urban, urban, urban.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. And welcome to another episode of To Your Health, a program that's designed to inform, not only to inform, but to turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my trusty, able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Are we recording today, brother?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You know, last week we started a series of discussions looking at ways in which to regain that lost glory that many of us have. You know, we started talking back in February about I Too Have a Dream, focusing on the importance of us taking control of our community and changing our lifestyles, a lifestyle that is associated with increased morbidity, mortality, making us the head of deaths and diseases in this country, whether it be cancer, hypertension, diabetes, kidney failure. There's hardly a community in this country where poor and Black folks live that there's not a dialysis center. And so we need to do something to change it. And so we started talking about what's called the 8 laws of health. These are principles that the longest living community in the world, out there in Loma Linda, California, the only blue zone here in the United States, that they follow. These 8 laws of health are principles that many people use to focus on good practices for health. Last week, we started talking about exercise, which is truly a very, very, very important one. Today, we want to start looking at nutrition. And as we look at nutrition as a subject, we must ask ourselves a simple question. Why do we eat? Why do we eat? You know, physiologically, we'd say, well, it's because we eat because we're hungry, or we eat because the body needs certain nutrients from food. And both of those answers certainly would be true. However, for many, the issue of eating takes on a number of other issues, some of which are actually quite negative, Brother Frank. You know, Some people eat because they're lonely or frustrated or depressed. There may be extreme feelings of anger, rage, feelings of inadequacy, never being good enough, that leads people to eat, you know. And these feelings, they become a problem because these issues have never been handled properly, you know. Many of these feelings may not be as obvious to us, but they're carried, they're cuddled, they're nurtured in our subconscious, and we need to address them, you know. We eat partially because eating is a social event. Mm-hmm. It's a time for families and friends to come together. I remember as a little boy growing up, I mean, I look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays, 4th of July and so forth, partly because we were coming together as a family, but it was always centered around eating, you know? It's always centered around eating. I mean, I can remember, I was always skinny, Brother Frank, but I feel that plate up, man, and I hit it. And then when I went through it, I would loosen my belt.
Eat some more.
And hit it again, you know? And so, eating definitely has this social event. And I can remember my uncles laughing and lying, telling stories about the days of yore, you know? But alternatively, we eat just because we like the taste of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And society really plays on that, you know? They put sugar and salt in everything, you know, and also fat, because those things make the food taste better. All right.
And hype the endorphins too.
Huh?
They hype it. Endorphins.
And yeah. So they make you want more.
Yeah.
Give me some more. Mm-hmm. See, we believe in food. I certainly believe in food tasting good. And our programs reflect that because, you know, God gave us taste buds, I believe, partly because he wanted us to enjoy the food. However, I also believe that there's a difference between food tasting good and as our program will reflect and believe that it should also be good for you, you know. So in summary, we eat to fill the hunger drive, we eat for taste, for socialization, emotional support, and lastly, Frank, we eat for nutrition.
Lastly,
we eat for nutrition. I mean, when people sit at the table, very few people, I believe, focus on nutrition.
You're right.
Now, if I'm wrong, call and cuss me. You know, but when people sit at the table, you know, we don't think about nutrition. We have to deal with the issues surrounding eating, though, because our very lives, our very health, rides on the decisions that we make about nutrition. You know, in the past, many of us have taken life for granted, you know. It's, you know, we felt that we were actually had a right to live, you know, that we were doing society a favor by breathing. This attitude although perhaps not verbalized as often colored decisions that we make about our choices of food. It colors our activities or the lack thereof and many other aspects of our lives, not just in eating, you know, this attitude that, you know, hey, I'm doing society a favor by being here. Now we want to look at that there are consequences, all right? Consequences, Frank, about what we eat, the food that we choose to eat. You know, I want you to get excited about learning about more about nutrition. I want you to get excited about, you know, this because it can completely change your life. And not only your life, but the life of your loved ones, your friend, when you change. I was on Joni's program today. She had a special on and interviewed me at 11, and I talked about the fact that I became a vegetarian at age 10, the first one in my family, and then my mother followed me, and I believe that's the reason, one of the reasons she lived to be 92. On no medication. My mother, when she died at 92, she was on no medication, and you know, but she was in the hospital, because she had stopped eating, and so they had an NG tube, and because I mean a gastrogenostomy tube, I put one in because my mother wasn't going to die because she couldn't eat. And she died because of carelessness on the part of the nursing staff.
Wow. You know?
But she did not die of natural causes, you know, and could have lived many, many other more years because her son changed his diet. And when he changed, she changed, you know. And so we need to get excited about that, you know, and most societies of the world, eating a meal holds a very important place in the culture. You know, it's often around the table that important lessons of life are taught. These lessons, which families are bound together. And cement the family together. You know, it's true that most of us look forward to those holidays, you know, those Thanksgiving and Christmases and 4th of July and so forth. And to a large degree, it's because of a feast that's going to take place. All right. And recognizing the importance of eating to so many people, it gives us here an opportunity to really show people that food should be held in high esteem. It should be held in high esteem because if we eat right, we can literally reverse, we can prevent, and we can reverse many of the diseases of which we are dying, all right? Many of the diseases that are crippling us, that are making us go blind, that are having us hooked up to a dialysis machine 3 to 4 hours. 2 to 3 times a week, in most cases, 3 times a week. And one of my patients called me today, Frank, you know, because, you know, he's told the people, the dialysis people, that he doesn't need so much, but they just ignore him. And ignore what he's saying.
That's a dumb shame.
Because there's money, and how long you keep them on that machine.
That's right.
You know, There's money in it, and it's just really outrageous what we're doing, you know. And we want to recognize that God in His wisdom chose to allow food to serve as a healer and an aid in preventing diseases. Now, so what should we eat? And you know, we're talking about nutrition today, and I know you have questions and comments about it, so we want you to give us a call. 202-588-0893. Brother Frank was looking, make sure I didn't make a mistake. But it's 202-588-0893. And give us a call with your questions or comments, because this thing, nutrition, is so important. So what should we eat? Well, first of all, your diet should be low in calories. It should be a low-calorie, nutrition-dense diet. Mm. A low-calorie, nutrition-dense diet. Now, why is that? It's because the kinds of foods that we eat that's good for us are low in calories. And yet they're nutrition dense. This doctor, I think it was Dr. Walford, he was at UCLA, and he was over the Biosphere 2 project. He and his daughter, I interviewed him many, many years ago on this station. And he and his daughter wrote a book on how to live longer through nutrition. And they were looking at what was the best diet. And they said it's a diet that's low in calories and nutrient dense, meaning that you're eating these fruits and vegetables, and they're chock full of vitamins and minerals. But what they don't have a lot of is calories.
That's right.
Because if you eat the right diet, it will not make you fat.
Period.
Matter of fact, one study I remember, they had people eat so much until they were just stuffed, and they would not gain weight.
That's right.
Because they were eating the right kinds of foods. You want to eat raw fruits and vegetables. You know, cooking in some cases destroys. Now, some foods are actually benefited by cooking. We talked about how those greens, those collard greens, that broccoli, you lightly steam it, and it releases the lutein and zeaxanthins that's so good for our eyes and our brain, you know. And so, you know, but raw is excellent. You know, fresh is best. Fresh. You want fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. You want juicing, fresh fruit and vegetable juicing, and smoothies. And as we've mentioned, we believe smoothies are even better than juicing. You want whole grain. You know, people don't talk about being a vegan anymore. They want you to be whole food, plant-based, all right? You need whole grain, you know, and as I mentioned, Dr. Walford of UCLA and director of the Biosphere Project, they found that you could extend the life of animals 50 to 100%.
What?
50 to 100% extension of the life in these animals that they were studying. By eating these kinds of foods. You want them beans, them legumes, them dry beans, boy. What it was, Frank? I used to eat them because I was poor. I now eat them because I'm smart, man. And we want to get those kinds of things in our diet, because it really makes a difference, you know. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this. I mean, most people, when they come in my office, they understand that they should be eating foods like this. They should be eating salad, you know, the raw salad, the raw juices. And it's simple, it's quick, you know, and it's very, very nutritious, you know. But what you have to do is be someone who's willing to step out and step up and go against the tide.
That's right.
Because, you know, it's not as fashionable, you know, to eat healthy, unfortunately. I mean, it should be that everybody, oh man, look at these healthy foods that I've eaten. It has reversed my diabetes. It's reversed my hypertension. My arthritis is gone, y'all. It's because I've eaten this broccoli. I don't have to wear glasses anymore. My memories start coming back. I start eating them collard greens. But that's not the way we think. That's not the way we think, you know? And the number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Am I crazy? You know?
No. Yeah. It seems like we're oriented towards destruction, and the whole society is pushing us towards the destruction.
You know, I used to think, Brother Frank, mm-hmm. and I used to say it, that folk just wanted to die.
Yeah.
Because when you look at what we're doing, it's not that we don't know these principles that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We know them.
Yeah.
We know that raw is good. That we cook. We already talk about cooking the life out the food. You know? Well, if you're gonna cook them food, make sure you drinking that pot liquor.
Mm-hmm.
The only kind of liquor I recommend is pot liquor. You know, because many of the nutrients. But we also know that cooking actually changes some of those nutrients.
Yeah, you
know? And so we have to be careful. Now, we need to recognize, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about organically grown foods. Why organic, Frank? I mean, why should a person eat foods that are organic?
Well, first of all, organic. Homegrown.
Homegrown organic. Yeah. All right. All right.
If you can, because we can't trust these companies anymore to give us organic, but organic means grown without fungicides, pesticides, herbicides.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to mean, you know. And not only that, it's grown from manure that these animals haven't been fed junk.
Right.
That's what organic means. Two callers.
And organic foods is not only better for you, but especially if it's allowed to ripen on the ground,
yeah.
on the vine, it tastes better.
Mm.
You know? I mean, you know, my wife one day, she said, these organic bananas taste so much better than those other bananas, you know? And the foods do taste better, you know? So, you know, the organic foods are not as nutritionally depleted as those other foods, that the pesticide and so forth, the herbicide. They're trying to get the foods to crop as fast as they can, as big as they can, you know, with as little work as possible.
Mm.
So, you know, you're eating foods that's been nutritionally deficient, and that's responsible for much of the death that we have. And these things are important. I remember I've talked about it, I've mentioned it before, but it was when I was in surgery. I was doing my residency, and I was over at DC General. And this guy came in, young fella, came in with a gunshot wound to the abdomen, and they had to do emergency surgery on him and removed much of his small intestines. Well, it's in the small intestines that these nutrients that we take in are absorbed into the bloodstream. All right, most of the absorption of these nutrients is not from the stomach; it's from the small intestines. All right, mm-hmm. and so we had him on hyperalimentation because he couldn't get good nutrition, but one of the things that we lacked with the hyperalimentation was what we call trace minerals, minerals, zinc, selenium, minerals that are low in quantity, but are very, very powerful. And so, they just didn't have it on the formulary. And Frank, in my other life, I was very aggressive. And so I went and I berated the pharmacy and told them they needed to get these things in here, just because this is a city hospital doesn't mean we shouldn't have the best. And so they did. And so we started him on the hyperalimentation with these minerals. Now, because he lacked the minerals, he had broken out all over his face. All right. Mm-hmm. He had broken out all over his face. All right. Mm-hmm. And it was like somebody had just beat him with a whip, all across the face. And mm-hmm. and so I wanted to see what these nutrients was going to do. So the next day I rushed in with my camera to take pictures before and after. Overnight, getting those trace minerals, all those lesions on his face had healed.
Wow.
Now, I was happy that he was getting better, but I was sad that I missed my shots, because it shows how vitally important these nutrients are. And when we're eating foods that are not properly prepared, we are getting foods that are nutritionally deficient. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0892. Let's go to 93. Let's go back to our phone. Jess Caller, you're on the line. Do we have a caller there?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So while we get them hooked up, so we want to eat the organic foods to get the nutrition, and also to get the added taste. These foods are often grown that we're getting in soil that's depleted. They're picked before they're fully ripe, and mature, and then they rush to the market. Mm-hmm. Often they're treated with gases and so forth to get them to change colors and make them look like they are ripe, but they ain't ripe, man. Are we ready? Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Can you hear me now, Dr. Watkins?
Oh, yeah. My brother, I can hear you, my man.
I just want to ask you, how was the food in Germany when you were there, and how did the Germans accept you as a vegetarian?
Well, I didn't eat a lot on the German market. I was, of course, in the army, and the army provided my food. Now, I had to fight to get food. Matter of fact, when I first got in the army, I told them, you're either going to feed me right as I'm a customer, you're going to let me out of here. I went to the doctor, and they said, no problem. And they actually gave me extra money so I could buy my own food and prepare it.
Wow.
So I fixed a lot of my food. But the things that I did eat on the German market were very, very good. You know, I started eating granola when I was in Germany, and truly the granola there is so much better than the granola here. You know, there's not even any comparison. And so, but as far as me being a vegetarian, no one ever really confronted me about that. Maybe because I wasn't in that environment. So yeah. So that's how I would answer that. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, this is Harry calling from Columbia. I actually ate everything my parents put in front of me because I was the oldest, and whatever I ate, they put in front of me, and if I didn't eat it, the younger ones didn't eat it. I have since learned as an adult that I was eating so unhealthily. Oh, my God, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Everything we ate had a hoof or a butt in it or a neck in it. Absolutely. Didn't matter. But my parents lived to be in their 90s, so they ate a lot of beans and rice and stuff like that, but they ate everything else. A gut, a gizzard, it don't make no difference.
Yeah, and they were doing it out of, I hate to say it, but they were doing it out of ignorance. You know, they thought they were doing it right.
They were doing the best for us. They were feeding us.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were eating what was available. All right. And because many of them grew up on farms or lived on farms, they knew how to garden, so they would grow stuff too, and so they would, you were being supplemented by some good stuff, you know. So but the problem today is we know that the foods that we're eating are terrible. We have options, and we don't take those options. That's the sad thing, and as a result, we're killing ourselves and we're killing our children.
Let me add, we had a garden in our backyard. I lived in L.A. I had a very strange upbringing. I lived in L.A., and my family's from Louisiana. My dad's family's from Delaware, so we had the best of both worlds when it came to eating.
Best of both worlds. That's right. And they learned how to grow them crops there in Louisiana.
In
Delaware.
We had our own okra, we had our own greens, we had our own squash in the backyard. Absolutely. Oh my God. This is horrible.
Yes,
and the food they sell, let me tell you, the food they sell now is so modified. It's certain things I can't eat. Grapes are terrible. Watermelon is terrible. It's horrible. I don't know what they
horrible.
Do to the watermelon.
Horrible.
Watermelon, when I grew up, watermelon had black seeds, and the kids sat on the porch and we'd spit the seeds out in the yard. Now the watermelon is white and it don't have no seeds.
You're on it, brother. But we're going to change that, brother. We're going to change that. Number 202-588-0893. Appreciate your call. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thank you.
Man, I'm doing extremely well.
Thank you. You know, your last caller, he hit it on point there. You know, when I grew up in my neighborhood, you know, I really didn't realize what was going on. We had pear trees in the neighborhood. We had plum trees in the neighborhood. We had persimmon trees in the neighborhood. We had fig tree in the backyard. We had pecan trees. But I didn't realize the nutritional value of all of that as I was growing up. So now I'm trying to call back home and find out, hey, look, are all these trees and things still there, right? And I just did not realize the nutritional value of all this stuff here that was in the neighborhood. And now I'm trying to...
It's funny. One of my patients used to live up on Georgia Avenue in Allison, I think it was. He had a store right there, and his store was connected to his house. The store was facing Georgia. His house was facing Allison. And his father, I think he was from Guyana or Trinidad, but I think he was from Guyana. His father came to visit, and he said, "What is this grass doing here? Taking up space." And he took up the grass and planted corn and all kind of vegetables and stuff in the grass. The son was so outdone, but the father was, I believe the father was right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with pretty grass and so forth, but we need to have some food that we can cook ourselves and eat, brother.
Right. Well, what I wanted to ask you, I'm looking for a full spectrum, you know, powder drink to drink here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Something that's going to be real nutritious, you know, nutrient dense for my breakfast, lunch, and or dinner. Full spectrum.
Okay, so I don't recommend those powders. What I recommend is you get some, you get your fruits, your vegetables, put some kale in there, put some spinach in there, put you some chia seeds or flax seeds, and you have a nutritious. You can sweeten it with dates and figs, things like that. And you have a delicious meal without all those powders. I'm not a powder man myself.
Yeah, you don't know what they're putting in the powders.
It's commercialized.
Something. Yeah, they're filling
it's
them. Process,
it's processed.
Mm-hmm.
But you get them green, them organic collard greens, man. They ain't processed.
Mm-hmm.
And they will fix you up, brother.
Yeah. Yep. These protein drinks and these.
Yeah, we need amino acids, not proteins. Amino acids. We've been lied to, and we're gonna educate you, brother. We're gonna educate you. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
We got any more callers, Cody?
All right. Okay. All right. So, you know, we need to look at the fact that this process of refining our foods, it makes it whiter and last longer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it does this by taking out all the good nutrients, all right? Just about all the good nutrients are taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a couple back, and they said it's enriched flour.
Yeah.
They take out 1,000 and put back 6 or 7 and say that it's enriched, We are consuming these foods, and our bodies are functioning at such a low level of efficiency because we're just not providing it what it needs.
That's
And just like the brother, I mean, and he's been programmed that he needs some protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie. That's a lie. We don't need the protein powder. Elephants don't eat protein powder. Giraffes don't eat protein. Gorillas ain't got no protein powder. They be eating them leaves, man.
Mm-hmm. Water buffaloes.
hippopotamus.
Mm-hmm.
All those vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting
vegans.
Fresh nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to recognize that these foods that we're eating, they're lasting. I mean, I tell folks, these foods, even the roaches don't want to eat them. Seriously. I mean, you can put a slice of that white bread out there and it will turn hard as a rock. and roaches will walk across it and go to that whole grain bread and tear it up, you know, because there's no nutrient value there. And even the roaches know, recognize that. Now, one of the things that I think is very important is that we need to get back to some of our spiritual principles. And we need to recognize that God will give us the power. You know, he says, not by might nor by power, but by thy spirit. You know, we need to obtain this knowledge through prayer and study of his word, study to show thyself approved unto God. And you know, we need to do this because we have been programmed by the enemy, you know. The same lie that Adam and Eve was told, thou shalt not surely die. We've been told that now. And what are we doing? We're surely dying. You know, we're surely dying. We have been programmed to eat incorrectly. We, like you said, Frank, the foods that we're told to eat are the foods that will kill us.
Yeah, that's destroy us, self-destruct.
And even the government is promoting or allowing this, you know, if you're silent watching evil, you're just as guilty as the one committing the evil, you know. So once again, we're eating foods that are too high in fat. We're eating foods that are too high in protein, and we're eating foods that have been mostly refined.
Yeah.
Now, how does that impact us? You know, we got another caller, so let's go back to our phone. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Yes, caller. What you got? Yes,
I have a question about earlier on Joni's program, there was a person that had grew crops and would share. Will you be having a program for seniors to receive, you know, fresh vegetables? The other question.
Yes, we will.
Good. All right.
Our program is to and we're gonna also get seniors growing their foods. All right.
Oh, great.
It will help to keep you young. You know.
I want to join that. Also, the Cedar Hill Regional Medical Center is supposed to be opening up. Will you be working with that hospital?
I don't do hospital based medicine, but I will be working in the community to help people
yes.
Stay out of hospitals.
All right. I agree. Okay. I'll check with your office about the seniors growing vegetables. Thank you.
All right. The number, once again, is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line. Yes, call her. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Lee, and I'm in Rockville.
All right, Lee.
Can I get on the air?
You're on the air right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for your recommendations, Dr. Watson. They're very, very good recommendations. In fact, they're not even good. They're wonderful. We appreciate you giving us your recommendations. Dr. Watson, let me ask you something.
I'm a Caucasian
American, and I retired from the federal government. And my coworkers, a lot of them were African American. And during the lunch hour, they would eat the absolutely total crap. They would go to fast food places, and you know, for their snacks, they would eat pork rinds with hot sauce on it during the day. And it's a free country. We can all eat whatever we please. That's one of the benefits of a democracy. But I told them, I said, you know, you ought to go to, like you said, you ought to go to, there was a Safeway right near our office. I said, go to that Safeway salad bar. They've got some really good stuff there. And go to instead of going to the McDonald's or the Wendy's, go to that Safeway salad bar. It's healthy. It's not very expensive. And a lot of my African-American coworkers would very politely say to me, that's not for me. That's not for me. And I'm just wondering why you think that they would do so. They would have that attitude.
Well, part of it is historic because the things that was given to us was those kind of things that you're talking about. They weren't given the best parts of the meat, although I recommend no meat at all, but they were given stuff that's no good. But now we have more information. And so what we're trying to do is educate our community because, we've been programmed to think that if we eat healthy, then it doesn't taste good. But that's not true.
I see. Yeah.
You know, healthy foods can taste good. I love eating healthy, you know. I love eating healthy, you know, and so we have to let people know that some of the stuff that they're eating now is really slave foods, you know, and we need to cut it loose and start growing our own and eating our own. All right. But I appreciate the question. It's very, very, very important that we understand that. Once again, we just have a few minutes left. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, hi. I'm just trying to get your contact information here to contact you.
Yes, so Frank's going to give that out in just a minute. Let me quickly just say the office number is 202-388-0992. Or my website is TWIliving.com, www.TWIliving.com.
Thank you very much, sir. Keep up the good work here. And I appreciate you sharing that about the amino acids and everything else to mix in with my blender here.
Yes. And it's so exciting, you know, because that blender can just do wonders for you, you know, and you can make the foods, you can make them fast, and you can make them taste good. We just have a couple seconds left to go. What's this, Frank?
If you tell a lie long enough,
it will be believed. Adolf Hitler.
Hitler. That's not a direct quote, but Hitler.
Yeah. And so what's been happening, we've been lied to so long that people believe that they're doing right. And so we have to change people's thinking. And that's one of the first things that we focus on is changing the thinking and then showing them that there is a better way, and that way is enjoyable. All right, I love to eat, but I love to eat foods that taste good and is good for me. You know, I'm 80 and I'm looking to be 100, 120, you know, with a sharp mind, strong body, and I believe we can do it because there are people in the world who are doing it. And if they can do it, how come we can't, you know? Brother Frank, got any comments, closing comments?
Yes. Thank you, Doc, for...
You know, we're going to extend this conversation on nutrition next week. So, you know, we'll get your questions and comments together. We're going to go into more detail on this food thing. But go ahead, Brother Frank.
Thank you, Doc, for providing us with nutrition information as part of this series that you're doing If you want to contact Dr. Watkins, the number is 202-388-0992. That's 202-388-0992. Call Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. That's Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can make an appointment at twiliving.com. That's the Watkins Institute, living.com. www.twiliving.com. We also want to thank our engineers, Magic Mike and Cody, I believe that was, our able engineers. We want to thank Miyuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and all of the WPFW staff, engineers, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you also, Joni Eisenberg, who has a show to Heal DC at 10 o'clock on Mondays. And we want to thank Ola Dari and Maka B for your musical contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is Brother Kaba with African Deep Thought Edition. And I think we're going to have, I'm not sure, Ambrose Lane with To the East. We might have a substitution for that show. I'm not sure yet. Listen in next Monday at 2 o'clock for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. And we'll talk about nutrition part 2. Be sure to listen.
Salamata. Aital we aital and a vegan we vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them say that I'm a vegan man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Ha! Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo. I eat calado, aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice, and peas, and pumpkin, mango, dates, and guava, chickpeas, and cassava, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower, onion, fennel, and cucumber, plum, pear, and papaya, aubergine, and saya, lime, lentils, and quinoa, almond bread, and almond flour, watercress, and okra, tofu, and sweet pepper, couscous, and carrot, broccoli, and coconut, peaches, apples, apricot, red fruit, jackfruit, soursop, pistachios, cashews, and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, sunflower, lemon, orange, pineapple and melon, bogo wheat and garlic, kiwi corn and turnip, pacho and pomegranate, hijiki and rocket.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support Jazz and Justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
Do you love captivating stories about our planet and the people who protect it? The DC Environmental Film Festival returns to theaters throughout the metro area March 20th through the 29th. This year's lineup boasts over 50 programs featuring films from all over the world about issues from environmental justice to wildlife conservation and our oceans. Details at dceff.org. That's dceff.org.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. The world found out shortly before 2 p.m. Eastern Time on March 15th that the United States was bombing Houthi targets across Yemen. The Houthis are an Iran-backed terrorist organization. However, before the public became aware of this attack, one journalist knew 2 hours beforehand that it might be coming. Jeffrey Goldberg was that journalist. He shared his story today of how he inadvertently was included in a group chat with members of President Trump's administration, including Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Goldberg said that Hegseth sent war plans that included precise information about weapons packages, targets, and timing. Goldberg initially thought the group chat he had been invited to was fake, but found out it was real. 2 hours after Hegseth's text saying that Houthi targets would soon be bombed, he saw that explosions were indeed being heard across Sana'a, the capital city. Goldberg reached out to the Trump administration to ask if they knew he was even in their group chat, if they realized when he left, and if Trump officials regularly used the app called Signal to discuss sensitive information. Brian Hughes, the spokesman for the National Security Council, responded 2 hours later, saying that they are looking into how his number was inadvertently added to their chat. Boxing legend George Foreman passed away last Friday at age 76. Born in Marshall, Texas in January 1949, Foreman was a troubled youth who changed his course in Job Corps when meeting with boxing coach Doc Brodus. Known to have a fearsome presence in the ring, George Foreman went on to win 2 heavyweight championships, the second time coming after a 10-year hiatus at age 45, which made him the oldest boxer to hold that title. In addition to his boxing career, which included the Rumble in the Jungle with Muhammad Ali, George Foreman took on a friendlier personality in the public eye, becoming a non-denominational Christian minister and founding the George Foreman Youth and Community Center in Houston, Texas. He was also the namesake behind the successful cookware George Foreman Grills. His life and career was the subject of the 2023 biographical drama Big George Foreman. Foreman was predeceased by his daughter Frida, but is survived by his wife of 40 years, Mary, and his 11 remaining children, including 5 sons who are all named George Edward Foreman. To your local news, New York native politician Mia Love, who became the first Black Republican woman in Congress, died yesterday after a 3-year battle with an aggressive form of brain cancer. She was 49. Born Ludmilla Bordeaux, the daughter of Haitian immigrants in Brooklyn, New York, Mia Love made history in 2014 when she was elected to Congress, thereafter representing Utah's 4th congressional district from 2015 to 2019. Before that, she was the mayor of Sarasota Springs, Utah, previously serving on its city council board. After it became apparent that her cancer treatment was no longer working, Love expressed her living wish, which was in part, and I quote, "We must fight to keep the America we know as that shining city on a hill, truly the last best hope on earth. I believe the American experiment is not a setting sun, but a rising sun," end quote. Mia Love is survived by her husband, Jason, and 3 children. According to her family, funeral arrangements and plans for a public celebration of life will be announced in the days ahead. In the D.C. area, today begins the annual process of cleaning water lines in D.C. and Arlington, Virginia, to ensure top quality. To carry out this process, which lasts until May 4th or 5th, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Washington Aqueduct temporarily switches to chlorine for disinfection. Thus, the company wants residents to know that their water may smell or taste like chlorine, but it is still safe to drink. Suggestions given are to run your tap water for 2 minutes and then use a filter. Or customers can put a pitcher of water in the refrigerator for a few hours to allow the taste and smell to subside.